all made in the image of God. It says it in Genesis, the very first book, and the very even first few verses of the first chapter of the Bible, saying they were all made in God's image. All of us, even those who spit in his face and deny him, were still made in his image. So what does that mean? It means that we reflect God whether we like it or not. So the gifts that you've been given, the passions, the desires, have all been given to you by God himself. So God is so glorious that even those who don't believe in him can't help but glorify him in what they're doing. The difference between a Christian is we don't do it accidentally. We're glorifying God on purpose because that's what we're made to do. The point of all this is that you were made with the same characteristics, not all of them. Obviously, God is glorious and perfect and righteous and holy and all purity, but he's given us just little glimpses of those characteristics in our own self. So let's try to understand what that means and start asking yourself some questions, because you know this life doesn't really have that much to offer. I don't know if you guys have read my testimony, but you know I've had every earthly pleasure you could think of, and they're all just lead to darkness. So if you want to read it, it's on my blog, fitbeard.com. Yeah, it's just under my testimony, but it's really knowing who God is, because he can't be just a bigger version of yourself. He's got to be who he claims to be in the Bible, because that's a perfect and holy and a God to fear, but in the healthiest possible way, that we don't want to be messing up, but knowing that we are cleansed and free from all judgment through Christ. So we were made in the image of God. We were wonderfully and fearfully made, it says. Think about yourselves like that. Not just what the world thinks of you, not how perfect your abs can be, but what does God see when he looks at you? And if you're not in Christ, then he sees you as a terrible, filthy sinner, imperfect, right for his judgment. But if he sees you through Christ, you are pure, holy, and blameless, and ready for him for all eternity. Love you guys.